Our next speaker, Robert Nathan, is a consulting economist and attorney of Washington, D.C., who's written widely on the subject we're discussing tonight, and his studies have been the basis for wage demands of labor in the steel industry. He served during the war as chairman of the Planning Committee of the War Production Board, and later, after joint government service, as deputy director of the Office of War Mobilization and Reconversion. Mr. Robert Nathan is also a popular town meeting speaker. Mr. Nathan, welcome back to this platform.
Thank you, Mr. Denny. America's natural resources, machinery, and skilled manpower are so vast that we can certainly do away with poverty among all our people. It makes no sense whatsoever for so rich and resourceful a country as ours to fail so miserably in providing real security for its aged people. The individual cannot fully take care of himself in his old age. A few simple figures prove this. In the prosperous year of 1947, more than one out of every three families in the United States was unable to save anything. And most of this group had to dig into accumulated savings or had to borrow money to make both ends meet. And another third of our families saved less than $200 in that boom year. Would they be able to save up $15,000 to buy that annuity, which Mr. Linton mentioned in his talk? I ask, is this enough to provide old age security? Though thrifty and responsible, the American citizens cannot assure their own security because more than one out of every four American families earned less than $2,000, and half earned less than $3,000 in the boom year of 1948. The overwhelming majority of American citizens are unable to maintain modest standards of living and still provide for their old age and other hazards. Providing security for our senior citizens does not mean the end of freedom and security. In the late 30s, we were warned again and again that millions of people working on government work projects would never again accept employment in private industries. And yet, when job opportunities became available during the war, these honest and conscientious Americans moved into private employment gladly and speedily. I say that security for Americans will not destroy their initiative and make them into public charges. America can readily afford to provide a $100 a month pension for retired workers. Such a system will yield a steady income for the retired workers' families roughly equal to about one-third of the average family income in America today. Now, those who are retired today somehow or other do eke out an existence. Many live on public assistance, and they suffer the degradation associated with accepting relief. Others live on their children or other relatives, and that creates further hardship. Some few, and they are few indeed, have been able to save enough to take care of themselves. Now, an assured pension will increase consumption by the older people somewhat, but more importantly, this will substitute certainty for uncertainty and dignity for pauperism. Such a pension system will be healthful and helpful to our economy. Millions of aged people will have an assured means of buying goods and services, which this country can and does produce in such vast quantities. We must realize, and we must never forget it, that a prosperous America requires not only a productive America, but also consumption of what we produce. Businessmen don't employ people merely because they like to have them on their payrolls. They employ and they produce in order to sell their goods. And we in America must have a high level of consumption if we're going to have high levels of production. And a fully employed economy, a prosperous economy, will find this pension system much less costly than a depressed and an unemployed economy. Pensions can be a factor in maintaining prosperity. Now, no one likes high taxes. Actually, however, taxes will have to be increased only moderately to finance such pensions. We mustn't forget that payments under the Old Age Assistance Program will be greatly reduced. We must remember that assessments now placed on many private plans will be diverted to this federal pension plan. And we must also remember that not all people over 65 will or should retire. I believe that the cost of such a system is manageable. In essence, what we are proposing is a system taxing the workers and the corporations of America some modest proportion of their total revenue, so as to give to those who have given so much to this country some assurance of real security in their declining years. A nation with a $250 billion national product. A nation whose corporations earned $23 billion after taxes in 1948. A nation whose gainful labor force totals over 60 million people cannot afford to fail to provide $7 billion a year at current requirements to guarantee a reasonable minimum standard of living for those 4 million workers who have retired and for their wives. Thank you.